When We Are Slow to a Stop, written by Meg Booker and read by Kelly Gibbons. Today's Bible verse is Galatians 2, verse 2. I wanted to be sure I was not running and had not been running my race in vain. The empty pages of my running journal smelled like a slice of heaven. I couldn't wait to fill them with miles and routes, splits and workouts. But it wouldn't be that way, not this time. This time, my 20-year-old running injuries would catch up to me, resurfacing and lingering. Today's verse speaks of running, a hobby close to my heart, a very big part of who I am. It was only in learning to let it go that I realized I could survive without it. I'm learning as I walk with Christ that I can survive without anything but Him. In Greek, the language the New Testament is written in, to run is the word tricho. According to Strong's Concordance, tricho means to exert oneself and strive hard. The word occurs in Greek writings to denote extreme peril, which requires the exertion of all of one's efforts to overcome. This kind of striving is the opposite of passivity. The Mount's Complete Expository Dictionary, tricho means to run in both a physical sense and in a figurative sense. Tracho is used several times to picture the Christian life in the sense of running toward a goal. Passivity is not a virtue in the Christian life. Passivity is taking all of the wisdom God's given us through our trials and suppressing them. Barreling on with one solution after the next, none of them working. While Jesus waves his hand in front of our faces to stop, passivity is thinking that we can fix everything without him. Walking with Christ is hard. We get knocked down, stripped of the things that we identify with and felt once identified us. People leave our lives. Death is an everyday reality. And if we can't find God in those situations, we have fallen victim to a passive attitude about who God is and what He promises. He is good, and He knows what's good for us. His plan for us is good. The way we identify ourselves is not always the same way He sees us. Being open to His version of who we were made to be and what we are here to accomplish starts by believing Jesus. Walking with Him doesn't always make sense to us, but we can trust that we are being made holy, one stride at a time, until we break the tape in heaven. Father, we praise You for our losses and our trials. Thank You for the things You strip from us that we think we need more than You. Forgive our flip perspective of control and bless us to lift it entirely up to You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.